Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody? We are now live with a special edition of The True Tea with me, Genuine, Shahrazad Carter, and Miss Sweeta Carter. Right now, we are live in the hood right now, and currently, I am on my way home. And so, we want to shout out everybody who's been rocking with us for real. Tonight, we're going to break down everything that's happened over the week, the lives that we have lost. Also, we're going to count down three of the songs for the week. Okay? And also, we're going to be joined with none other than our very own Sweeta Carter, a.k.a. Switchblade Carter. Now, we want to say, send our condolences, first and foremost, to the mother that was on Everybody Loves Raymond. And we want to say that you will sorely be missed. A lot of people who passed away this week. And we want to say also that without further ado, let's give it up for none other than Switchblade Carter. Oh, okay. So, call dropped, but we're still here. And we are live. How about that part? We're live. We got some exciting stuff that we're doing next week. Hope that you guys are ready for it. And if you're not, so, sorry about that, ladies and gentlemen. We are live right now, right here on Blog Talk Radio with the True Tea. Now, we want to shout out everybody who's out that was protesting at the Donald Trump rally a couple of days ago and even yesterday. You guys have a special place in my heart, but it shows to me that you guys do not at all want people like him in office. Okay? People say, well, there's a lot of violence and stuff like that that broke off. Well, how would you feel if you had somebody who's trying to work apart the whole entire nation? Feel him? That's the part that gets me. The thing is, they don't want us to stand up. Speak our mind. See what I'm saying? They don't want that at all. As a matter of fact, they can't stand it. So, I challenge all of the young people that are out there right now, if you believe that you have a voice and you want your voice to be heard, do me a big favor. Get out there. Number one, stand up for something. Let's do this. We can overthrow a lot of things together instead of apart. You know, a lot of the young people believe that just because they feel like we don't have something to say
or whatever, or just because we're young, that people are not going to care what's been going on. Well, hate to say it like this, but believe what I'm saying to you. We care. Not only do we care, but we are tired of putting up with the BS that they give us and the textbooks and the government, and we're just supposed to just roll with it because that's exactly what they want us to do. So anybody who hates that or what have you, by all means, get out there. First of all, vote. There's no reason why you should not be able to get your stuff out there. Okay? Stop acting like you can't be heard. So that's the reason why you decide that you're not going to get out there and vote. No, no, no. That's not how that goes. That is not how that goes. You have to get out there and vote. And when you do not do that, then you can't complain when shit happens and you're just like looking stupid, like, I don't know what's going on here. Nah, you know what happened. You know exactly what happened. You know exactly what happened. You didn't use your brain and vote. See what I'm saying? And that's the problem right there. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm trying to say right now. Use your brain and do something right. You know what I'm saying? Hey, yo, Switchblade, what's good? You good? Hello?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what's going on.
I don't know.
My Bluetooth is not loud enough. I'm not sure what the problem is with that, so I have to go back to my, you know, old school cord.
Right, right. We definitely need to talk to whoever is in charge of this because yesterday they kicked me completely out of the thing or whatever, and that's some bullshit. Anyway, so we are recapping everything that happened this week.
Mm-hmm.
And what I want to know is, what do you think, you know, what do you think needs to happen for this week here? How should we close out this week so next week could be better?
I don't know nothing. How about that? It's too much information.
What I'm saying, like, I'm just trying to figure out, like,
mm-hmm.
This week here, we saw so much stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, so much stuff. And
yeah.
It seems as though that we had, like, I mean,
mm-hmm.
unbelievable crap happening. You know what I'm saying? So what I need y'all to do, first and foremost, I need y'all to go out here and figure out, without violence though, ladies and gentlemen, because you guys are crazy. But we need to get Donald Trump out of the race completely. He doesn't need to be there whatsoever. Okay. Now, the problem with this is that when you look at how people are nowadays,
mm-hmm.
people are getting sick and tired of just every little thing possible, and they get upset though because it seems like it's just too much stuff. And I'm looking at it like this. You can't get upset 1 minute, but then participate in it the next time. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So you either need to pick a side and stick with it. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying? Pick a side and stick with it. Don't sit there and be like, oh, well, I'm just saying, I mean, you know, I heard such and such happened here. Who cares?
Mm-hmm.
You don't. See, and that's the thing that got me. After everything that had went down or whatever, people mm-hmm. was like, oh, my gosh, I can't believe that this happened. Really?
Right.
Certainly. See?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, think about it. Let's see here. We had the Kardashians finally speaking up to how they really felt about Rob Kardashian's and Blac Chyna's engagement, and they said that it was, I don't know, full gold.
So, okay.
I'm just saying. I mean, y'all want to know. You know? And then Will Ferrell backs out of playing Ronald Reagan in the Alzheimer's comedian performance that he was going to do. Actually, mm-hmm. I wanted to see it. I wanted to find out what was going to happen. Now, is it me or does all of Prince's family look older than he is? And he was younger than them. Anyway.
Yeah. And speaking of Prince, he's on the May 9th cover of People magazine. And they have his story in here.
Yeah. And speaking of Prince, I could have swore that, I don't know. You had people talking about how Prince was supposedly, allegedly diagnosed with full-blown AIDS 3 weeks before his death. And where did I find that at? Of course, on the internet. And I had to speak about it today because I said, you know what? They said Soulja Boy had it, Gucci Man had it. They said so many celebrities been out here with like full-blown everything for a long time. And so, listen, I know that you guys like spilling the tea on stuff, right? But at the same time, if the person don't have it and the person not here no more and y'all still spreading that crap about them for them, then I just think that the people that their family should sue the hell out of them for all that, for real. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the case, you know. And speaking of that, the Kardashians. I have not seen Rob Kardashian in none of y'all pictures. You guys alienate him a lot. And then you get upset because he's out there doing something that's going to benefit him and his wife or whatever. Really? Seriously? Really? Seriously. How can you sit there? How can you sit there and get upset with him for wanting to be happy? Obviously, y'all don't make him happy.
Mm-hmm.
See what I'm saying? It don't make no sense for real. And then on top of that, for real, of course, we have to go into Saturday evening, 9 p.m., last Saturday evening, 9 p.m., started the whole melee. And you know where I'm going with this one.
Mm-hmm.
So, Beyonce started it off for me. She came out and she basically told the world that Jay was a complete dick, and that's exactly what it was. And then on top of all that, then everybody's trying to figure out, well, who was Becky with the good hair? And damn, did she have to go on like that? So yeah, so that's how that started there for us. And then we had Prince's death, and then we had other deaths that happened this week here, and then we had people who was just completely and utterly throwing everybody else under the water. Then we had you know, Kelly Rowland, I mean, Kelly Ripa. And And
so what happened with that? So what happened with that show?
So Kelly Rowland decided, Kelly Ripa, I keep saying Kelly Rowland. Kelly Rowland's on my mind. What's up, baby? You dark skinned, sexy mother. Kelly Ripa was pissed because once again, she got her whole entire feet swept away from her or whatever because the people, because she felt like how can Michael Strahan leave the show that they built together for these past 4 years, you know, revamping the show for a full-time spot on GMA, you know? And what they were saying was that Michael Strahan had his name as a host. He wasn't a co-host, he's a host. Now he's going from a host to a co-host. And I mean, I think that he should have said something.
Yeah.
I think that he should have said, hey, I like you and everything. I love doing the show with you, but I think that it's time for me to move forward and go strictly to GMA. If he would have said that, then I think that this is what it is for him. You know what I mean? And so, yeah, she threw ABC under the bus. So, I mean, yeah, and because of it or whatever, and, yeah, that's what it is. And she almost didn't want to come. She said she actually didn't really want to come back until he was gone. So, so that's what I'm talking about, you know. And, I mean, she has every right to feel that way. You literally threw her underneath the bus.
Mm-hmm.
You threw her underneath the bus. You made it seem like, you know, like she was crazy or something. First of all, the look on y'all faces tripped me out right there. You know what I'm saying? And I was like, I don't know. It was just crazy. And it was very awkward.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I just feel like, you know, she's not gonna be able to trust nobody again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's not. She's not gonna be able to trust anybody whatsoever.
Yeah.
You know? And the bad part is, that she's gonna be like, why would I want someone else to break my heart again? And let's keep this 100, okay? I don't know if you guys want to. I don't know how many guys actually look at the show in the morning time, whatever, or get a chance to. But that was some chemistry between the two of them, and it was off the chain.
Wow.
I mean, I've never saw that before in my whole entire life. I mean, the chemistry they had, you know, and the thing is, what else do you want to do? Like, I don't think. I mean, this is something what it is, and the thing is, she's hurt.
Yeah.
She's hurt. She's really hurt. And she's not going to get over it until he's gone. You know?
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know? Now, then we have Sean Puff Daddy Combs retiring from music to focus on acting.
Mm-hmm.
For what?
Yeah.
Can I ask you a question? Explain to me, what was the last movie he was in?
I don't know.
Exactly, I don't know. You said it right. You said it right. I have no clue whatsoever. I don't even recall him being in, like, I'm talking about, like, a real, you know, thing or whatever. You know, and here it is. So then you have Drake's album dropped. He was called Views from the Six, but then he changed it to Views. Hashtag, like, Kanye changing his thing. Or whatever, from Swish.
Yeah. Everybody probably knows better than it now.
Yeah. So by the way, my new album is going to be called The.
Okay. Might as well.
T-H-E. T.H.E.
And they're going to ask you, what does that mean?
Thessalonians Hitter. Yeah. Thessalonians Hitter Entertained.
Who the hell is Thessalonians?
No, Thessalonians Hitter Entertained. You don't need to know who
that
is.
See, what the fuck? Okay,
you can
anyway,
figure out who that is.
Real crazy. You're real crazy.
If you can
right
figure
now.
Out who that is, if you can figure out who that is, I'll give you a free copy of the album.
Ain't nobody got time for that, so we're going into some unrelated news. God. There were some babies being born.
Thessalonians?
Nick Carter had his first baby. Isn't that nice? With his wife.
It really is. Yeah.
I can't remember any of their songs right now off the top of my head, but yeah.
I can't either. He was a wigger. But anyway.
Kelly Clarkson just had her baby too.
It's great, but somehow she still looks pregnant. Damn, she must go have
that's baby weight. That's baby weight, you idiot.
It is, and I have it too. So anyway, Prince's memorial.
That's
service,
your fault you have it.
Is going to be
smart guy.
But the Prince Memorial Service is going to be held in Los Angeles City Hall in May. I wonder.
Okay.
Michelle Obama and Jill Biden are headed to The Voice.
Okay. And then?
If somebody said, first of all, who wants to have the first lady turn their chair, and it's Michelle Obama? Now, I have a joke with this. What if the Michelle turns her chair and goes, did you eat your vegetables today? No. So anyway, wrong show.
You hear a lot of helicopters flying over your house. You know why. I'm just saying. Air Force One airplane coming.
Oh, yeah.
Are you going to check out that new movie, The Keanu with the kitty?
I really am. That's right, guys. Keanu is now don't get this twisted. This is not Keanu Reeves, because
right.
He's the lame, stupid-looking dude that looks like he's high 155,000 times. No, we're talking about Pussy on the Run. Anyway, so...
Leave it up to you to just ruin that great little conversation piece.
It's
good
a pussycat. It's a pussycat.
Good job.
Thank you. So anyway, Pink regrets calling Prince a rude fuck when she was younger. I didn't see people coming from good places back then. But now, when she said it, she was 19, and now she's 115. Anyway, So Usher decided to release his picture entitled "Sticks and Stones May Break My Bones, But This Will Hurt Your Put." He shared a new selfie on Snapchat, and it is very, 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 well, you know what the rest of it is. What is for all the guys who have thirst trapping? I heard of trapping, but thirst trapping, really? Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the thirst trap. I mean, first of all, who does this? First of all, he's 37 years old. And I don't know about you guys, but some people have said that, Somebody said that he didn't have such a huge dick. And so when I heard that he was doing this, I was like, oh, okay, you know, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know.
I don't know either.
You know, I don't know. I mean, I just feel like sometimes showing your dick to a person doesn't mean the person's going to like
mm-hmm.
you anymore. You know, it doesn't make you appealing.
Yeah.
It just makes you look a little stupid at times because it's like
yeah.
you're
not
sharing
anymore.
You're sharing your dick, I'm just saying, you know.
Right.
And I just feel like if you're going to share your dick, I mean, then at least warn niggas about, like, first of all, I don't mean no harm, but, like, I saw the game, and he up there posting pictures of his strong arm.
mm-hmm.
You know, and I'm trying to figure out who the hell told him to be posting pictures of his third arm.
Mm-hmm.
And women be like, yeah, so, you know, I sure want a big old nasty looking dick. Okay, first of all, no, y'all don't. Y'all say that. But I guarantee you this part, okay? I guarantee you this part. Nobody whatsoever wants that because what happens is soon as something happens with your vagina, with your vagina, then all of a sudden you mad. Why you had to fuck my whole vagina up? Why you up there trying to
mm-hmm.
get, like, the last remaining Mohicans? Okay, first of all, if dude is sitting in California and you in Maryland, and he hitting you from the back, that's not the guy for you. Sorry.
Wow.
Like, you guys want to have the Bermuda Triangle happening with your pussy.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing, there's nothing there that's left. It's gone. It's done. It's like these stupid dudes you see out here. Out here, you know, lifting weights and stuff. I'm a lift weight. Then you see him like, where's the other muscle going to?
I'm not quite sure.
It just pisses me off. Calling everybody right now, 929-477-3273. I mean, I just feel like, what are you doing it for? And got some guys be like, I'm doing it because to impress my woman. No, you're not. No, you're not.
Your woman is in the house, not on the computer.
But that's the thing, though. Usher has a brand new wife. Got a brand new album that's dropping or whatever. And then Karen Stephens came out and said she's the Becky. She's the Becky with the good hair. Really? Seriously.
Uh-huh.
Listen, take the dick out your mouth. Take all the plenty dicks you had in your mouth and go somewhere. I mean, obviously,
wow.
Columbus Short don't want you no more.
This is true. So, look, are you going to go see Captain America?
You know what? I thought about that.
Mm-hmm.
I thought about that. I really did. Because I was just saying that.
I'm
you
still
know
trying
what?
To decide.
I don't know. Like, I mean, and all the characters in there are like, what, 50?
Well, some of them.
I mean, and Robert, okay, let's put it out there like that. Ladies and gentlemen, if you are out here and you are 50 years old and you're jumping out of airplanes, you're 65 and you decide that you want to be running at the stuff and hanging off of cliffs, yeah. And then you get mad because your shoulder popped out of place, and now you look like the Hunchback of Notre Dame, really?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Really, though, surfing. And then
that may
have,
be true.
I'm just saying. And then here's my thing. Excuse me, but Drake and Rihanna, please stop faking. Please listen. Everybody and their mother knows now that you are together. Come on. Because the way how you hop behind her, Shirley was showing him that when you stop playing games, I got this. I got something new for you.
Mm-hmm.
Warner, she said, I'm about to give you some of this Herbie, the love bug again. Wait, that don't sound right. That sounds really horrible. Huh. Oh, well, she'll get some anyway. Save me to get Chris. But anyway, so I'm just saying. So Miley Cyrus gets Saturn tattoo and promptly mistakes in it for another planet.
Mm-hmm.
Now let me explain this to you. First of all, Molly can't read. So anyway, back to the story.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Molly still can get it, but it's not the point.
Mm-hmm.
And Beyonce stuns with another formation tour costumes. And knowing her, she probably is damn near naked. And I just want to know, like, how does she dance? How does she dance and... when she's on, too, because I know she hasn't stopped that yet. But how she dance and be like, you know what I'm saying, who run the world? Oh my gosh. Okay, cramps. Okay, ow. Who run the world? This. Who run my world? This. So Beyonce, so listen to this. Beyonce dedicates Halo performance to her beautiful husband, Jay-Z. I love you so much. And Jay-Z responds, Beyonce kicks off the formation tour and shows his support, but does not perform.
Wow. Wow.
Uh-huh. And that's exactly what she did.
Well, it's time to go on the True Tea. You know that, right?
Yeah, it's time to go. But before we go, I want to share something with y'all, okay? First of all, I want you to know that HBO says Beyonce's Lemonade is so good that they are submitting it for a Emmy. They actually wanted to win an Emmy. I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And on top of that, we want to shout out Our donkey of the day. Who is that? Karen Steffens. Oh, it's a tie. It's a tie. It's a tie for the donkey of the day from us at the True Tea. It's Karen Steffens and Kaya.
Okay.
So Karen Steffens said that she was the Becky. So she was Becky back in 2000, and that it was 3 minutes of her time. So she was only with Jay-Z for 3 minutes. And Kaya criticized Serena Williams' role in the Beyonce Lemonade thing. Kaya, listen. Nobody likes you. Nobody likes you, Kaya, okay? And the way how you look, you couldn't get a man to lick your ass crack pussy or nothing, okay? So the only thing I would do for you is get you a chicken box and a half and half and tell your dumb ass to get out my face.
Good night, everyone. On the future.
And Karen Stephan.
Ridiculous.
Karen Stephan, you just need to divorce Columbus Short or whatever, which you probably already doing anyway, and go back to sucking dick. That's all that you're good at. But opening your mouth to talk, you're not good at that. Sorry.
I guess so, huh?
Yeah. I'm just saying. So, yeah, that's what it is. Yeah. So, but, yeah, we're going to go ahead and go because I got some movies that I'm going to be watching tonight. And I can't wait to watch it. I'm about to watch what's that woman's name? What is the Kardashian father name?
Oh, Caitlyn.
Yeah, I'm about to watch Caitlyn Jenner and Something New. It's going to be a good movie. I wonder what he called
okay,
it something. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Is that a dick?
Okay.
Well, we're going to watch that. And then I'm going to watch Beyonce and her manager in The Bodyguard. It's going to be really good. I'm trying to tell you. The sex in it is amazing.
Okay.
What?
All right, then.
Right. But anyway, y'all, listen. Thank you guys for tuning in tonight. If you want to send us a monetary gift, you can send it to Wesley Snipes' house, and he'll get it and probably spend it and not pay the taxes on it and go back to jail. So,
good night, everyone. This is ridiculous. Switchblade about to be out this piece. I don't know what Genuine's going to do because he's stripping
right now. Oh, yeah. And just to let you know, Next week, we're going to switch roles for a whole week. And so Switchblade will be the host, and I'll be the co-host. So she'll be the host for a whole entire week. And
I don't know nothing about that.
Yes. And right now, as we speak, she's trying to pull a Kato Caitlin moment. He's like, I don't see him. I don't know what I'm talking about.
I don't know,
but I want y'all to, before we go, I want y'all to look at a couple movies that are dropping or what have you. So look for these movies, okay? Look for these movies. Karen Stephan, Back on Her Knees and Gone with the Wind. Kaya is going to be in this movie called The Forgotten.
Wow. All right, then.
The follow-up to Beyonce's Lemonade is going to be Jay-Z and Beyonce in this, called The Object of My Affection. And and the strippers out there at the strip club down in Atlanta, they're going to be having this right here. When T.I. and Fabolous is going to be in this, and it's called Shall We Dance. Oh, it's a good movie. Shall We Dance? So if you guys want to pick these movies up right here, by all means, go ahead and do so. I think that you would not be there. And also pick up Bill Cosby and his movie debut now called Kiss the Girls. and go get Will Smith in his new role, Bad Boys 4, and where he's going to direct it. And I think this is with who? Let me find out. Oh, it has Wesley Snipes in this. We can't see him, but he's a good actor in this movie. And finally, it has Jared from Saltway, and he has a new movie coming out about his place called True Lies.
Good night, everyone. This is ridiculous. Good night. True T is signing off whether he's ready to or not.
Yes, the True T is now signing off right now. Ladies and gentlemen, on Monday we will have some new stuff coming out. And also, that's right, y'all, you heard it here first. We're going to have a brand new host. Who else but Switchblade Carter? So we can't wait for that.
Yeah, okay.
All right, so you guys will see her on at 11 o'clock, and we're going to see where she's going to take it. So let's see how well she puts together the show, because I'm trusting that she's going to do it correctly. So thank you, E.T., for letting me read the crap that's on your website. You guys are awesome, because that's all I'm doing. And Facebook, shout out to Facebook, and shout out the crazy nigga that decided that he was going to try to blow up one of our stations. And turned out he had $5 candy bars taped up to him with under a suit and some wires. Wow, that's awesome. But I will say this, though. He told his father, please, Dad, please go get me those candy bars that you got from Dollar Tree. And his father said, why? I told you. You know how I like those candy bars, because, you know, I told you those shits is the bomb. He didn't think he meant the actual bomb, but, you know.
I'm signing off. Switchblade, don't be out.
And hold
it's
up.
Time
and,
to go. You know, you done ran us all over time.
And hold up, and on top of that, he got shot three times, and they did not kill him not one little bit, but that was a big black dude that did the same thing. You already know what it has been. Bye, everybody. Dead, nigga, dead, gone. Bye, everybody. Good night. I'm Genuine.
Bye. Switchblade.
There you go.